It's rare that George W. Bush talks about the environment, but when he does, he compares himself to most other Republicans who believe in fewer federal mandates on environmental issues. And he says state and local governments should have more control over the rules and regulations that affect business. During the second presidential debate, Bush explained himself this way. He believes the federal government should set standards for the environment, but not dictate how states and businesses reduce pollution.
This starts with working a collaborative effort with states and local folks. You know, if you own the land, every day is Earth Day. And people care a lot about their land and care about their environment. Not all wisdom is in Washington, D.C. on this issue.
Bush says this struggle between federal and local control is the fundamental difference between his approach and Democrat Al Gore's approach to environmental issues. In a recent debate between environmental advisors for the Bush and Gore campaigns, Christopher DeMuth spent a great deal of time trying to place his candidates' views into a historical perspective. DeMuth, who advises George Bush, says there are major differences between the environmental philosophies of Bush and Al Gore. DeMuth says Gore's is a pie-in-the-sky, impractical view, while Bush's is one that considers political realities and economic impacts.
George Bush is a practical environmentalist. Al Gore is a romantic environmentalist. We are today in the world of practical environmentalism, and romantic environmentalism of the Gore variety is increasingly out of step with politics and economics, dysfunctional and counterproductive.
DeMuth says as governor of Texas, George Bush has dealt with environmental problems by devising practical compromises. He says Bush has also worked with businesses to find the best ways to reduce pollution. And while Bush has been doing all that, says DeMuth, his opponent Al Gore has been preaching a different view of the environment, one that speaks of impending catastrophe and that becomes self-righteously indignant toward anyone who suggests a compromise. Many environmentalists have questioned Governor Bush's record in Texas. They say pollution has gone nearly unabated and that the governor has appointed big industry employees to head up the state's regulatory agencies. But George Bush says he is an environmentalist, or more precisely, a conservationist. He says he wants to protect the environment just as much as Al Gore.
I think both of us care a lot about the environment. We may have different approaches. We may have different approaches in terms of how we deal with local folks.
But the Gore camp says the differences between the two candidates are not just a simple matter of different approaches. Katie McGinty is Al Gore's chief environmental advisor. She scoffs at Bush's statements that he wants to protect the environment.
Governor Bush would have us believe that he, too, is an environmentalist. He just has a different approach, a different philosophy. Bunk. No one holds a candle to Al Gore when it comes to thinking of and pursuing new and innovative strategies on the environment, reinventing the way we achieve environmental progress.
Bush's environmental advisor says McGinty's claims that George Bush is not an environmentalist at all is the kind of condemnation typical of romantic environmentalists. Christopher DeMuth says that's something Governor Bush has overcome because of his political experience in Texas.
I know that he feels the tug of romantic environmentalism, that he is in his personal life a strong conservationist, but he has been the governor of a large, urbanized, industrialized state which has a lot of pollution control challenges and where he has had to face the practicalities on a day-to-day basis for several years.
DeMuth says if elected to the White House, George Bush would deal with environmental issues much as he has in Texas, finding a balance between the economic interest of industry and environmental protection, and making most of the decisions on how to strike that balance at the local level. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.